Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, and certified coach, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and well-being in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and it's a pleasure to be here today on this beautiful day. And we're going to focus the show today on leadership, women in leadership positions, and really what that means, what's the advantage of that women have as leaders, because there are some, and women statistically are really becoming more and more leaders and are kind of taking over a lot of companies and are in leadership positions. So it's really important to kind of take a look at that and see why, see what the attributes of women are that kind of allow for their leadership skills to really be out there and to really help other people, even whether it's men, women, or a combination of men and women. So we'll talk about that. And one of the special guests that I have today is Mariana Lead, who is a leader herself, and she has a PhD and a PCC and the founder and the executive director of Goal Imagery Institute, which provides personal and professional development workshops and certification and in both life career and executive coaching. She also co-designed the Competitive Advantages of Women in Leadership program at Columbia University, as well as designing other innovative courses at NYU, including her own goal imagery method, which we're going to talk a little bit about. And Mariana's been an expert life coach for Fitness Magazine and has been featured nationally on TV and radio in such magazines as Fitness, Natural Health, Time Out. And she also collaborated with Dr. Candice Peirce, who's the best-selling author of Molecules of Emotion, on her Psychosomatic Wellness CD. And she was also a sought-after speaker and Life Coach TV on Manhattan Cable in NYC, as well as Life Coach Radio with Progressive Radio Network. And she talks about women having untapped and unrecognized extensive strengths. So we're going to look at those specific strengths and really look at what that means in terms of leadership and what that means for the individual woman, and also what challenges women as leaders face today and how to help them and how to help you if you've tuned in and you are a leader or waiting to be a leader or having a desire to be a leader and maybe studying that, and to see what exactly you need to do to really have that competitive advantage and also to create your own brand of leadership. So, Mariana, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for the introduction.
My pleasure. So let's kind of get right into it because it's so very important. And for years, leadership skills in terms of management skills between men and women have always been evaluated, and it seemed initially from a lot of the old literature that women were just too emotional and weren't able to really command, especially men. And now we're seeing that tide change, and we're seeing that more and more women are taking leadership positions, and they're doing fantastic jobs. And if you take a look at some of the companies, some of the large companies today, women are kind of leading the field. And also women are handling huge budgets and really being able to have that advantage. So let's kind of delve right into that and talk about what is that advantage that women have that makes them such successful leaders.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned emotions, because it's true. This is one thing that we've been blamed for. We are too emotional. And an interesting fact is that that is exactly the thing that provides our edge, provides our advantage point. Because we are emotional by nature, we have more intuition, we have more compassion, we have more empathy. And with a development of positive psychology, with a development of emotional intelligence, and having all of the vast research that is available today, I think that companies and individuals are beginning to realize that these factors in anyone's personality is a great value, personally and professionally. It's a great addition to any company. However, I must add to what you said and what I said, that even though we have made good strides, we do still have a huge gap. You know, there's still a huge gap between our earnings and what male earn today. We're still at about 20% gap, and that gap becomes wider the more education a woman has, which doesn't even make sense, right? So the more education you have, the more gap there is. So if you would, we would look at labor statistics, there's about 1.5 million gap for professional women and men, between professional women and men who graduated college, and it's over 2 million gap between women who have finished professional schools and men have finished professional schools. So I just wanted to say that, yeah, we have high hopes, but there's still lots of work to be done.
I totally concur with that. And I have a question regarding that. Do you think that gap, that financial, that 20% gap, and as you said, it widens even more as women have more education, and education these days, as we all know, is really expensive. So women are spending a lot with the hope and the anticipation of making it back in the marketplace, and yet that gap still hasn't been closed. Do you think that's a deterrent to women to not go into leadership positions, Mariana?
Not at all. I think that we need to look at challenges as stepping stones, because, and both for men and women, because if we don't treat obstacles as challenges, then we just don't move forward. We can get paralyzed by these statistics and say, well, why even bother investing in education? I'm going to invest a lot of money in education and still make so much less money than male. Well, the one thing to do is just not allow this to happen. A lot of women get the difference in the wage because we don't tend to ask for what we want, right? So we are not so great at negotiations, even though we're great at persuasion. So we need to kind of look at our strengths and look at our challenges and kind of bring them together, so that we could bring our persuasion skills, our feminine persuasion, great skills into our negotiations, and and bring our courage and confidence that women usually lack, and say, well, let's look at how much a similar position a male would make in your company, and then you get this information even before you go to an interview, and you expect to get that number. So if we would be going initially to the interviews with knowing our rights, with knowing what we deserve, and not being afraid to ask for what we want, I think we would get more of what we want.
You know, I think that that's an important point, that women need to be able to ask more for what they want. I always hear from men that they're saying that they're not mind readers, that they need more information from their partners, their female counterparts, in terms of telling them what they need. Well, in particular, regarding in the workplace and regarding leadership, women need to be more vocal. And also, do you think that they need to kind of band together more to make that happen, or are you recommending it doing it more singularly at each particular work site? How would you go about doing that?
Well, I have the according to studies, which is very interesting and amazing. Unfortunately, and very sadly, women do tend, not all of us, but majority of us, we tend to view each other as competitors. And women tend not to support each other in the workplace. And studies show that female bully on 70% of other women. I mean, that's telling. So I think that my advice for women is to be friends with everybody. Don't just be friends with women thinking that this is your ally, this is your way to success. I'm not suggesting to exclude women either, but I'm suggesting to be friends with everybody and to find support both in male and female coworkers. And that includes people who are your peers, people who are on your team, and people who are outside of your team, your supervisors, your bosses. And we have to consider that nowadays people do tend to have more than one job in their lifetime, many, many jobs. And more often than not, even more than one career, and sometimes even more than one career at the same time. For instance, I've trained many people from HR who are still HR professionals, and they're trained as coaches. So they're both a coach and they're an HR professional. And in order to have more availability and to have more connections, well, how do you create those connections? By creating, building relationships and sustaining those relationships. And that includes male and female. And just be nice, be assertive, know what you want, and know your value, but also appreciate others. And actually, this is our strength. We appreciate others, and we are by nature supportive. So let's use our strengths, and let's build those relationships so that we could help others. And then when the time is right, others can help us as well.
You know, that aspect about building relationships, Mariana, is so very important, because everything, I always say, everything these days is about relationship, whether it's business, whether it's recreation. And so much relies on the relationships that you're creating in wherever you go. And so that's very important. Let's get back to some of the other strengths that women have. You mentioned empathy and compassion and intuition. What else? What else do we as women have that make us natural leaders?
Well, it's interesting to notice some of the other strengths. Women are definite team players. There's supporting research showing that we as women are more supportive, and we are more willing and quicker to reward someone for their team activity, positive activity, for their contribution, to notice someone, to give a compliment, to encourage someone. So all of that is very important for being a team player. So that's a crucial factor for any business. Any business wants to have good team players. I know because I work with a lot of HR professionals, I know that when they are hiring, when they do their recruitment, a lot of questions circle around how well can you work with other people on your team. I mean, that's a crucial, crucial strength. And we do have that.
You know, and you're talking about teamwork and being able to be a team player and being supportive of your team. And what you mentioned, I think, is so very important, that ability to reward the team, to reward your employees for their contributions that you say women do so well. And the statistics show that when you're doing that, when a leader, when a manager or an executive is doing that within his company or her company organization, that the people that are working there, that are the personnel, are more likely to have better performance and better attendance and be more plugged in to the organization because they feel that they're being noticed and they're actually being counted for what their contributions are. So I think that that's such a very important aspect that we bring to the leadership table, and thanks for mentioning that. Talk a little bit, Dr. Leed, about the competitive advantage of women in leadership program that you kind of co-designed at Columbia University. What's that about? How does that work? And who are the people that are taking that? Is it just women?
Yes, mostly, of course, because, well, it's created specifically for women. You know, I still read sometimes that book, Women Are From Venus and Men Are From Mars, because
right.
I really do believe that, and now, I mean, there is empirical research to support that our brains are made up differently. So there are certain specificity to the way we think and the way we approach things. But that doesn't mean that we're not equally valuable and important to workforce and to any organization. And it's not to say also that all women are extremely feminine or that all men are extremely manly, but those attributes, feminine attributes and male attributes, need to be part of a healthy organization for organization to grow and to provide you know, to do good business. So it's equally important. And an interesting thing to also notice that both men and women, we all possess that yin and yang. So we, regardless of our gender, we all possess female and male qualities, right? So it's just that, of course, in women they are more pronounced, and in male attributes are more pronounced. So what I'm just trying to say is that nothing is 100%, and we all have all of these abilities. And an interesting study showed that people who are extremely successful and get to the top are of that kind. So regardless of whether they are male or female, they are more of an integrative type of personalities that are able to use both their female and male strengths, regardless of their gender.
You know, I totally agree with you, because I think that balance is so very important, and I also teach about that because it's important for women to recognize, and maybe we should go over what some of those male and female characteristics are so that women get it as well, because I think that many women, years ago, and I remember this when I was first involved in corporate, years ago, a woman who was a leader really followed that whole male leadership line in terms of what they had to do, and they were criticized as acting like men in the business world. So, but today, what is actually being applauded, as you've been talking about, is the strength that women have that they're bringing to the businesses and they're bringing to leadership that really can make a difference to allow businesses to thrive. But they also need some of those masculine skills. So what are they? And again, that balance that you mentioned is so wonderfully important. What's the balance look like if we were to create, right today, if we were to decide, okay, let's create a leader that has both the feminine aspects and the masculine aspects to hone out leadership skills, what do you think that would look like?
Well, personally, I think that we need to look at our strengths, each gender, because strengths are always easier to start with. And that's what we do in coaching. We focus on what works. We focus on the positive, and we strengthen that. And I think that the key and the secret is in being able to use our strengths when we're talking about our challenges. And I know as a service it doesn't make any sense, but I will explain what I mean. For instance, let's talk about our emotions. So our emotions as in female emotions. So I mean empathy, compassion, ability to listen, right, and emphasize, empathize, and to be compassionate and to understand all of the points of view, be very inclusive. That's an amazing strength or strengths, because I mean more than one thing, but they're all, the uniting thread there is emotions and intuition. So, but the same thing backfires and could be also our challenge, could also be our, you know, something that we can work on to make it more of a strength than a challenge. So I can tell you that when we get overly emotional and we lose control, well, then that's not a pretty sight, right? So that's right. Not a good thing. When we get emotional, even not towards others, but even to ourselves, because we tend to be more self-critical than male. So we tend to be, at least outwardly, we tend to express less self-confidence than male. So if we get more into our own empathy, that may bring to caring too much about what other people are thinking and feeling about us, or about what we say or do, which in turn is going to make us look less and less confident, because it's impossible to please everyone. And men are not as concerned as women to please everyone. They just usually they decide on what they believe, on what they want, and it's just simpler for them to verbalize it, to state it, and not to have all those feelings around those things, you know. So we can really kind of sabotage ourselves by our own emotions. So again, if we refocus that and think of it as a strength, well, how can we use our emotions as strengths when we are in that space, when we are in a space of, oh my God, I wonder what's he or she's thinking about me right now, you know? So you can refocus your own emotions and say, well, you know what? How about I give so many encouragements to other people? How about giving one to myself right now? Look at the job I've done. Look how well I did it. Look how efficient I was with my time. Don't I feel that I deserve to get whatever it is that the conversation is about? Don't I feel to deserve good about myself? Well, how would it make me feel if I would feel good about myself? And how would it look if I wouldn't be hiding it? Because even women who secretly feel good about themselves and about their jobs, that's just it. They kind of keep it a secret, you know, because, again, we are not brought up, and it's not just cultural. It's really more towards females. It's really more about us as females. We are taught to be a, quote-unquote, a good girl and not to brag. It's a bad thing to brag about your accomplishments. Which leads to another thing, you know, us sitting at our desk, working really hard, doing our job really well, but, you know, we're not talking about it. So the management may or may not notice it. And even if they do notice, there's this guy who comes into the office and says, well, I've been here for so and so long, I've done this and this, and I want a promotion. And then they're just going to give it to him. Instead of a woman who probably deserves it more or just as much.
You mentioned some important points here, and I just want to go over some of them, because I think women take things very personally, and I know that many women that I coach as well, they need, particularly women in leadership capacities, they need to take a look at not taking a particular situation so personally. And also, you mentioned that we don't toot our own horns enough, and so, and oftentimes women are more self-critical because they're kind of contemplating what they're doing, and we always strive to be better, and that, as you say, can interfere in the workplace. What do women need to do, Mariana, to toot their own horns if they feel that that's, like you said, that that's not how they've been brought up to think about themselves? They've been brought up to do that for everybody else, but to really kind of not do that for themselves. How do you teach people to shift that, women in particular, to shift that, to really kind of take more command and put their strengths out there so, like you said, the manager can recognize what they're doing and they're not just sitting at their desk?
Well, you know, there are things that you can do to prepare for networking situations and for interview type of situations, or and for communicating with your superiors. And part of that preparation is just simply working on what you're going to say, you know, deciding what you want to say, and literally writing it down. And then from that point on, you can tweak it, you can say it out loud, you can rehearse it. You can rehearse it with someone who you trust, maybe a family member, maybe a trusted colleague, maybe hire a coach, and really get that confidence level in your voice, in your posture, in the way you look, in the way you feel, and with every word that you say. You know, when I work with my clients, I need to feel it. I need to know that they mean what they say, that it's not just rehearsed, memorized script, because then it's going to kind of defeat the purpose.
So folks, we're on the air. Hold on 1 minute. We're on the air talking to Dr. Mariana Lead, the competitive advantages of women in leadership, and she's from New York, 805-285-9790. And we've been talking about the strengths and that women have, and also some of the drawbacks to women's ability to really kind of speak those strengths and acknowledge those strengths and put those strengths out there so that managers and other people can recognize what they do have as advantages in the workplace and also as advantages as managers and leaders, true leaders. I always thought, Dr. Lee, that women were more skilled at communication. I mean, we like to talk, we use communication as a way of venting, as well as really being able to allow people to understand what we're in need of and what's going on. So isn't that, you were talking about women don't toot their horn, but don't, in terms of leadership, isn't that a wonderful strength that we have, our ability to be right on with communication, as opposed to sometimes men not being as direct or as clear?
Well, I agree, because we did talk about emotions, our empathy, our ability to listen. And as you know, and most of our listeners know, listening skills are the largest part of communication process. You know, it's not as important what you say as being able to listen and understand what the other person is saying. And that's where the empathy is coming into play. So I think that, well, you also asked me, Joanne, what we can do as women to promote ourselves and to get better places in the workplace. So we have to use our emotions and our empathy and our communication skills, our ability to listen, to build those relationships, to create more of our networking, to throw a wider net, to have those relationships and create the support system that we need. I know that not many of us have a mentor, so select a mentor, find a mentor. It doesn't have to be a woman. It's okay if it's a male. The important thing is that you have you understand each other. You can see the person as your mentor, that they are where you would like to be tomorrow. Also, become a mentor. You know, because somebody you're mentoring today may become part of your support group, may become part of your support system, may become someone who will do something for you in the future. I mean, it just really, it's a circle. You're creating that circle, and you're in the center of it. So create as many relationships as you can. And nowadays with internet, join LinkedIn. I mean, this is how I think you and I met on LinkedIn.
Right.
So this is very important to really expand and build your relationships, and using our ability to communicate in that sense. And don't be too serious. Don't be too full of yourself. I mean, look at guys, you know, how they're usually more relaxed and more friendly, you know, just be more, learn to hang out more like guys do. You know, so that's something we can take from another gender. And it's not like we don't know how to hang out and how to relax. It's just we are so concerned that we're going to be criticized that we usually don't allow ourselves to do that at work more. So I would suggest to have a more relaxed attitude, even at work. Yeah.
Now, where do you see the direction of women leaders going? I mean, we've talked about their strengths and some of the challenges in the workplace and how to really kind of overcome them, what they need to look like, and what women need to do, and also what you've been talking about, which is so very important. And when we're working so hard, it's really hard to keep up that support system, like you said, have fun and go out there. So and where do you see us going? Let's kind of move forward in the next 10 years or so and take business as whatever. Where do you see women?
Well, ideally, and I don't know, because none of us have a crystal ball, but I think ideally there are going to be more and more leaders who include all of the positive female and male traits, and don't look at that as something that's competitive. Or emotions are bad, because emotions could be good and bad, and aggressiveness that men are known for could also be very bad, as well as it could be good in business. So any trait could be viewed as both strength and an obstacle or a challenge. So let's focus on having all of these wonderful traits and have focus on their positive qualities, not negative qualities, and expand on that. And I think once we focus on how we can use all of these wonderful qualities as strengths, then that's how we're going to develop and become great leaders that our world needs.
You know, and I think that's so important, because we do need great leaders. And do you see women moving more and more into technology and engineering, since those seem to be a lot of the fields, particularly in the United States, we're lagging behind so many other countries? Are you seeing a shift happening, or you don't know?
I really can't tell. I know that women, by nature, biologically, we tend to be not as analytical as male, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. Actually, one of the positive attributes that we didn't have time to address is that women have a nonlinear, holistic type of thinking, right? So we really see more of a larger picture, and men are more analytical. They break down the problem into smaller portions, into details, and put it on, you know, different shelves, and able to analyze every little thing. So, but you know that we all know that in leadership, both qualities are really important. It's really important to have a mountain view and to be able to see all of these things at the same time, and look, you know, have a wider understanding, broader understanding of what's happening, as well as addressing every little detail. So you could see how those two things could really work well together. You know, male attention to detail and women attention to, well, just being nonlinear thinkers, being holistic thinkers by nature.
You know, I think that's such an important point because as leaders, you do need to see the bigger picture as well as being able to break things down and to have a linear attitude as well in terms of where the direction that your company or your organization is going. So, Dr. Lee, this has been wonderful. I'd love for people to be able to find you. Where's your website? Give people some information as to how they can contact you.
Oh, it's really simple. It's drlead, drlead.com. You could also visit my institute at goal, G-O-A-L, imagery.com. So either or, I'm easy to find, and I hope that you do.
Well, great. And it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and good luck with your endeavors. And thank you so much for taking the time out of your very busy day to share your thoughts and your expertise with our listeners.
Thanks, Joanne. I appreciate being on your show, and I hope that listeners enjoyed it.
Yes. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you. So, folks, this has been a day to look at, as Dr. Lead was talking about, really take a look at a way not just to put out your strengths as a woman, which is very important. She mentioned empathy and positive psychology and also that holistic thinking. But you also need to take a look at some of the strengths that Dr. Lead spoke of that are not necessarily initially attributed to women, like having more of a competitive edge and being more analytical, because that combination is so important. And we are team players. And so remember, you can contact Dr. Lead and take a look at all that she's doing. She is the one who co-designed the competitive advantages of women in leadership. And I think that's very important. And so women as leaders are incredibly powerful. I actually have an incredible mentor, and Dr. Lead mentioned something very important, and that was to be a mentor or to find a mentor. And I love mentoring women, young women and women of my age. So it's really important to be able to do that and to be able to recognize that we are a community and to build, as Dr. Lead said, to build those relationships. We're going to shift gears next week, and we're going to look at something very, very different. We're going to speak to a colleague of mine who is in the New Jersey area where I am, Marilyn Eppolite, and we're going to talk about genetically engineered foods, GMOs, and what's going on with that and how that's changing us and how that's changing what's going on in the whole food industry and what we have to look forward to. And then coming up on Tuesday, we have a return guest who is one of my special guests, and that's Sandra D. Robinson, and she's going to really present her expertise once again about being on camera, both the impact that you can create on camera and also off camera, and to really be able to recognize that you can create a visual brand that sells. So this is Dr. Joanne White. And for those of you who don't know me by now, I want you to go to my website, docwhite.org. And there are many different books there, both on leadership and a lot of books that are really geared for women and talk about women and the competitive edge and what women need to really do to move forward in the world. And there's even a book called The Teen Handbook for Self-Confidence, which it's a co-authored book, and the chapter is called Lead with Your Heart. And as Dr. Lead said so aptly, that what we have is that ability to be compassionate and empathetic, and so leadership needs to incorporate that as well. So stay tuned to our next show next week, and have a blessed day. And for those of you who really want to know more about women leaders, just take a look at how we are also more flexible. We have the ability to acknowledge our mistakes, sometimes too much so. Sometimes we go overboard with that, as we spoke about earlier, our default, if you will, to be a little bit too critical. So we need to shift that, and we need to really, as Dr. Lead said, we need to really be able to toot our horns and show what we have and not just keep that under wraps and to be a little bit less critical. So if you are a leader or an aspiring leader, remember that you do have so much to offer, and it's important to be able to shine and to allow other people to see your strengths and to acknowledge your strengths and to appreciate your greatness. So thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with your host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the Upbeat Show to grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again by visiting divatoolbox.com and blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.